Blog Talk Radio. Better Love, and you are listening to the Truth to Power show. And tonight we have Eddie Rodriguez with us, and he's spotlighting. Good evening, Eddie Rodriguez. Tell us, what are you spotlighting tonight? Great to have you with us again.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me, Beverly. You know, I'm glad to be back with your listeners there. You're in Detroit. And, you know, there's so many things that have happened there in Detroit. You know, right now we're thinking of, you know, Holy Week here in Puerto Rico. I'm in Puerto Rico. And it's a pleasure to be back with you tonight. What we're doing is we're putting a spotlight on tropical Latin pianists from the 1940s until 2024, past and present. We just heard the great Eddie Palmieri. You know, Eddie Palmieri, that was one of his Grammy Award-winning recordings, Un Día Bonito. And the song was about a beautiful day in the Bay Area, in San Francisco, and California in particular. And Eddie Palmieri, his brother Charlie Palmieri, was a pianist as well. You know, they grew up in the Bronx. And so they made a huge impact in Latin music, and especially on me and my friends during that time, because, you know, the piano was swinging. It just kept it kept that groove going, as you just heard. So, you know, Eddie Palmieri was a huge figure. He's still, you know, active. He's in his 80s, but not as active as he was in the past, but he's still out there. His brother Charlie, may he rest in peace, has been gone since 1988. But, you know, what we want to do tonight is just spotlight some of the people behind the music. You know, we don't give enough credit to the pianist. And, you know, in particular, Eddie Palmieri, he's a composer, he's a songwriter, he's a pianist, he's a percussionist, too, and he's a band leader and, you know, recording artist and obviously an entertainer, performing artist. And so tonight what we want to do is give a little taste of what the people behind the music, tropical salsa music in particular, you know, who they are, their names, and just get, honor them and give them credit for maintaining a sound that's danceable and, you know, that's been, you know, like I said, from the 40s all the way to 2024. So thank you once again.
Right.
I hope your audience in Detroit and more of your listeners enjoy your show, Truth to Power, which is every Thursday night from 9 to 11 p.m. Tonight we're doing a late edition until 12 midnight, from 10 to 12 midnight. So thank you once again, Beverly, for inviting me back to the show. I'm in Puerto Rico, and the weather out here is beautiful. And so it's a pleasure to be back with you again tonight.
Pleasure to have you, and let's get into this great music here.
Ya no salía. Ahora mismo, mi amigo, yo te vengo a saludar. Escucha, escucha. Oye sonar las trompetas, oye los cueros sonar. Ricardo viene de frente con su sonido bestial. Thank you. take great pleasure in introducing to you Mr. Pete Rodriguez.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And for my latest basket of cheers, here it goes, baby.
Ooh, ah!
You want more? You want more? I know you want more.
Johnny Colon on piano and trombone, you know, another, you know, 1960s, you know, development of the Latin music industry where you started to have the New York teenagers, so to speak, create their own kind of sound and dance. That was called the Boogaloo era, and Johnny Colon was part of that, and this was a salsa kind of tune that he did. That was like very popular, and he did a nice little solo there. And then we heard from Pete Rodriguez. Pete Rodriguez, may he rest in peace. He just passed away. He was another great one from the Boogaloo era. And you know, he did. He was the one that basically made that album. The song we heard from was called Micaela, Michelle. And on that album, he had one tune that's still popular today. You hear it in commercials. It's called "I Like It Like That." And so,
oh, he made that record. I remember that record.
That recording came from that album. Tony Pavone he wrote that song, but it was recorded on that particular album by Pete Rodriguez. May he rest in peace. Then we heard the great jazz, Latin, salsa, because he started off with Imaeri Vera as a very young man playing Latin music, typical Latin music with a Puerto Rican group. And he grew up, he was born in Hell's Kitchen in Manhattan, and the late, great Hilton Ruiz. Hilton, may he rest in peace. He passed away, had a tragic death in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina. He went there to do a video to donate any of the money raised from that music video to the musicians and the victims of Hurricane Maria. And he was on Bourbon Street, and he went into a bar, and something happened there. There was an altercation, and he was thrown out of there and hit his head on the sidewalk, and he went into a coma, and he never woke up. The late, great Hilton Ruiz. Before that, we heard another great pianist by the name of Ricardo Ray. That, you know, we heard kind of some classical music, you know, kind of integrated into a danceable. We used to call it Latin music. We didn't call it salsa. And, you know, the way that he approached the delivery and you know, the range of the piano and his performance, you know, mixing classical music kind of within a Latin danceable tune, Richie Ray is still alive. He's still going. He's a pastor. He has a great story, too. You know, he was involved in, you know, like a lot of musicians were in the streets of New York City, you know, where there was a lot of police corruption and drugs were everywhere, and the police used to just let it live everywhere. And he got caught up into that, and then he became, you know, saved. He was born again, and, you know, he became a Christian, and then, you know, he kept on and he became a pastor. He's a pastor. It's Pastor Ricardo Ray. And so it was great to have some of his music on tonight, and especially, you know, a lot of people all over the world that are Christians are celebrating Holy Week, and tonight is the beginning of, you know, tomorrow is Good Friday, and then Saturday.
Right.
In Puerto Rico, they call it Sábado de Gloria, or glorious Saturday. And that's, you know, a lot of people fast, and that's the day that they end the fast, and then Easter Sunday. So, you know, I think that, you know, bottom line is, you know, you're in Detroit, Michigan. You grew up with the Motown sound. How did you relate to music we just heard tonight? Not understanding the language, but understanding the frequency, that invisible frequency that goes from that your speaker to your ear to your heart or to your toes or to your hands. And if you love to dance and you know how to dance, you know, this is dancing music. So how did you like it?
Well, because I didn't understand the words, I really was tuned in to the music. And you could really, I mean, this is that it really moves you. So the vibration, the frequencies, it really touch you. So, you know, usually when I'm listening to music, I feel the music, but I'm listening to the words. But because I don't understand the words, I'm listening to the music more. So, and I'm hearing the pianos and the different instruments that's being played.
It's interesting because the piano is in Latin music, you know, you hear the syncopation, you know, it is a percussive. They make it into a percussion instrument. I mean, you know, because, you know, the drums, obviously, the horns, you know, the arrangements, are different. But, you know, even though you might be listening to salsa and it may sound to some people redundant, you know, like it's repetitive, but, you know, you can hear the different arrangements. They get slower, they get a little faster. And but the pianist behind the keyboard, behind those 88, they call them Las Blancas y Las Negras, the white and the black, ebony and holiday, you know? And so... And so, you know, it's a great situation when we have someone like you in Detroit, Michigan, that is interested in expanding their cultural reach, so to speak, and looking at a culture that, you know, has so many people that are following this music all over the world. And in the 70s, it became, like, huge. I mean, this music... The funny all-stars traveled to 80 countries all over the world. They were even in Africa for the Rumble in the Jungle. That was 50 years ago with Muhammad Ali and George Foreman.
Yeah,
so, you know, the funny was there. They reached Africa. And if you see footage of it's available on YouTube, the funny all-stars in Africa, and you look at the audience, they didn't understand a word that was being, you know, as the singers were delivering, but they felt the music and they felt it and they were moving. It was incredible, incredible, incredible to watch. So all the music that you heard tonight and you're hearing tonight is thanks to YouTube. You know, some of the names that I mentioned, Eddie Palmieri, beginning, you know, Richie Ray, Pete Rodriguez, Hilton Ruiz, all the way up to, you know, what we last heard was Johnny Colon. It's all available on YouTube. So, you know, if you feel like dancing and you want to feel upbeat, you know, this is the type of music that can get you there. In a time where there's wars going on and so much horror all over the world and talks of nuclear weapons and bridges being falling down and we could use a little bit of joy, happiness, and just forget about everything. And from my point of view, when you listen to this music and when you dance this music, in particular when you're dancing, you don't think about anything else. You know, it's just the moves and feeling good. So I hope your audience that listens to you, to your show, Truth to Power, during the week, and especially on Thursday night, where we have this salsa music showcase and a conversation between a Puerto Rican and an African-American woman. I'm in Puerto Rico and you're in Detroit. I'm usually in New York City. I live in New Jersey, but I've been here in Puerto Rico. My mom is going to be 101 years old. So I've been working remote, so to speak, on some projects that we'll talk about down the line. But thank you once again, Beverly, for inviting me to do this podcast with you. I get a kick out of it. You know, this is a public service. We don't get paid. I'm on my iPhone. You're on your iPhone. Amazing how we can have a microphone that we can communicate, and we have some great music that we can serve to an audience that probably would never hear this music anywhere else except on your show, because the music today, the Latin music today that's popular, is called Latin urban, reggaeton, trap. We have rock in Spanish. We have pop in Spanish. But the most popular music today is Latin urban music. So that has kind of taken the place of all the spots on the radio stations. But salsa is interesting because in the 70s, it was very, very popular. Then in the 80s, it wasn't so popular. Then in the 90s, Ralph Mercado, may he rest in peace, he put a label together called RMM Records. And he signs young singers like Jerry Masucci and Johnny Pacheco did in the 70s and created a new sound. We hear Mark Anthony today. We hear, La India. We hear Tito Nieves. Obviously, those groups that sort of icons that he had signed to the label, like the late, great Celia Cruz and the late, great Tito Puente and the late, great Chel Feliciano. But then once again in the early 2000s, as Latin urban came in and took those spots that this tropical dance Latin music that we call salsa took the place of that. And now in the 2020s, what we're seeing now is a new breed of talent, young salsa singers that they're fusing the Latin urban with the traditional or the danceable salsa music, and they're able to relate to it. And the young faces, all over the world, and especially Latin America, there's 500 million Spanish-speaking people on the planet. And so not only Spanish-speaking people, but Europeans and Asians. There's a salsa group in Tokyo, Osaka, actually, called Orquesta de la Luz. Salsa has there, and in Finland, so it's an honor to be with you, Beverly. Your show, Truth to Power, I look at it as a spiritual show in terms of, if you can feel the music, then that's what counts. You're not going to feel it all the time, but if you can feel some of it and relate to it from a point of view of music appreciation, music of a different culture, then I think that we, have done our job in contributing to the educating and entertaining with your public service program, podcast, Truth to Power. So we got a lot of music. So, Beverly, take it away.
Mm-hmm. All righty.
la, 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 la. Aquí yo te canto, querida Colombia, mira que te quiero a ti. Mi canto sincero al país yo le canto, porque siempre pienso en ti.
Ah, la, la, desde que te vi me enamoré de ti.
Te canto.
Ya no salía, ahora mismo mi amigo, yo te vengo a saludar. Escucha, escucha. Oye sonar las trompetas, oye los cueros sonar. Ricardo viene de frente con su sonido bestial. Yeah,
toca como Beethoven.
Music has its own language. I mean, you can really feel it. You don't have to know the words. You can feel that music.
Well, especially these cats, you know, during that time, you know, the jazz world was pretty much you know, happening at that time. Not only that, but the Motown sound and also the Beatles. You know, we heard from Nodo Morales. You know, when we talk about the 40s, Nodo Morales was a Puerto Rican composer, band leader, great arranger. You know, he went from Puerto Rico to New York, and I got to tell you that, you know, in the 40s, that was the sound, in the 50s as well. And, you know, we heard from the great Louis Ramirez, may he rest in peace. You know, Louis is a pianist. You know, he did a rendition of something, and, you know, Beatles composition. And, you know, he added his own flavor to it. He played piano on that particular track, and as well as the timbales. So he's a great vibraphonist, a timbalero, a pianist, an arranger, composer, songwriter, band leader. I had the honor of working with him when I was representing RMM Records in Los Angeles, and he became, you know, I had him on tour, and I got to tell you, you know, what a humble human being he was, and you know, it was a great honor to meet him. He was part of that Spania, you know, family when they were first getting started in the 60s and 70s, you know, creating that music that like I said, you know, the Spania All-Stars traveled the world, and that word salsa, you know, was not a genre. It was a brand, so to speak, because the music, actually the foundation of the music came from Cuba, you know, from Montuno, Guaguancó, and, you know, gravitated to the U.S., especially to New York, and, you know, creating all these different influences, so to speak. And at that time, in the 60s, they just called it mambo or cha-cha or rumba. And, you know, so, you know, Jerry Masucci, may rest in peace, and Johnny Pacheco, may rest in peace. You know, they started a movement that, you know, has lasted, you know, all these years. There's every single dance studio in the world teaches people how to dance salsa. So, you know, salsa has always been here. It's goes back and forth, so to speak, in popularity. But there's one superstar in salsa today. His name is Mark Anthony. Mark Anthony is on tour, and he's going to visit 50 countries on his tour, and not all Spanish-speaking countries. So, you know, salsa has gone, you know, to places that, you know, people, when it started, you know, never thought that it would get to be so popular in countries that are non-Spanish-speaking countries. It's just people that love to dance, people that love to move, people that love to feel good, and people that feel the beat. And Tito Puente, may he rest in peace, he opened the doors for all of the salsa singers and, you know, salsa groups that are touring today. So we also heard from Bebo Valdez. He did Mississippi Mambo. Once again, that instrumental is just like contagious, so to speak. And we also had a repeat of Richie Ray, and you know, from his that composition, La Bestia, the Beast. That's what the translation is in English. And we also heard from Mark Diamond. Mark Diamond, you know, died at an early age in New York City. I think he was 36 years old. But you can see, you know, we also heard Eddie Palmieri, you know, Colombia Te Canto. You can see the similarities, you know, the styles of that time. Mark Diamond, once again, you know, he was an Afro Puerto Rican, and so his, you know, he had an attitude, so to speak, that, you know, he was rejected, you know, by the labels and passed on by a lot of the labels, and obviously New York was in turmoil at the time, you know, with all the corruption going on, so he fell into that, and he passed away early death. You know, so, you know, but his music lives on. And so, you know, we're very fortunate to have his music and, you know, to listen to it and it doesn't get old. You know, for some reason, this music, you know, it just has, you know, handed, been able to withstand the test of time, you know. And you know, when we heard that Colombia Te Canto with Charlie Palmieri, they used to call him the king of the king of the tecas, blancas y las negras, ebony and ivory. His brother Eddie, you know, on that one composition, Colombia Te Canto. And they were going back and forth, you know. And so, you know, that added excitement when you saw this happening live. If you remember any of these names, all this music is available on YouTube. So once again, Beverly, thank you from you're in Detroit, and for inviting me to join you to spread the word that there's some feel-good music out there, and, you know, this music is forever.
Yes, and like you say, this is we really need it this time, with all this going on here. But this music really gets you moving. You cannot stand still. Even if you're sitting, you're going to move with this music. So thank you for bringing this music to us.
It's my pleasure, Beverly.
All right. Well, we're going to get back. I do have a hand raised. Let's see what this person says here. Hold on. Area code 740.
Greetings, Sister Beth.
Greetings. Thanks for calling in. Great.
How are you?
Great.
Good. And thank you for, again, thank you, Mr. Rodriguez, for connecting the dots, so much history with these artists and the connection to, you know, our indigenous people around the world, people of color. We did need that in this time, and for me especially, the music just, it reminds me when I was a child here in Cleveland and being able to visit some relatives, Santos is in Detroit as a young child. So this really puts it together for me, you know, band, live instruments, guitar, piano, xylophones. You can hear the congos and the bongos and, you know, all of those things are just natural elements of Mother Nature that really vibrates home to the bone. So, again, thank you for the platform, Sister Bev and Mr. Rodriguez. Thank you for reminding us of that energy that we need to feel that love now more than ever. So, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. And I'm glad to hear that, you know, this music is being played in Cleveland. And we appreciate you calling in. And tell a friend, you know, to listen in every Thursday on Beverly's show, Truth to Power, with Beverly D on Blog Talk Radio. This music is, we have a blogtalkradio.com. You can go into the archives and, you know, the Thursday night shows are definitely available. All this music is recorded. So you can play it and, you know, keep it and have something to feel good about when those rainy days come along.
Well, thank you very much, folks. Y'all have a good evening. I'm going to continue to listen and go on mute. Thank you. Thank us.
All right. Thank you. Thank us.
Better love.
All right. So we're going to get back and let's see here. Where are we going? Okay. Here we are.
Vale, Ricky Marrero.
Bueno. Vamos a... Bueno.
La verdad, voy a hacer un pedacito nomás, un pedacito.
extrañas tú. Tú sigues siendo un pelao.
Anda, camina, camina, buen pecao. Anda, camina, no te descarao.
Eddie, before we leave, I want you to be able to tell the people how they can contact you.
Well, once again, you know, we just heard Ruben Gonzalez, you know, may he rest in peace. He was one of the pianists during that in the 90s in the Buena Vista Social Club tour. I got to meet him in Miami, you know, these gentlemen were, you know, so humble, you know, and so talented, you know. He was part of that breed, and like I said, in the 40s, that started this whole movement of, you know, dance music for you know, ballroom, and, you know, just, you know, the piano, what can I say? You know, one of the greatest instruments ever invented. To get in touch with me, you can get in touch with me on Instagram at Eddie Rod 213, that's E-D-D-I-E, OD213 at, you know, on Instagram, at EddieRod213. I want to give a shout-out to my family in Guatemala and my family in New Jersey and all my friends that are listening in tonight, Paul and Jose in Los Angeles and Hector and Frankie Hollywood and everyone that is tuning in on, you know, from Detroit. And once again, Beverly, thank you so much for doing this special of Latin pianos or Latin pianists, you know, that are, you know, pretty much marked my world in Latin music. And I hope your listeners enjoyed it. This show was done live, unedited. And once again, it's a community service program. And blogtalkradio.com. On Thursday night, you have Beverly D with Truth to Power, and we're doing SMS Salsa Music Showcase. So tune in next week for another edition of Truth to Power Salsa Music Showcase. Thank you, Beverly.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Better love. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Asombrado me quedé cuando escuchaba la orquesta. Enseguida comenté quién sonaba la tecla. Qué bien, le di a un paisano. Parece que tocan bien cuando está sonando el piano. Quiero que lo escuchen bien, solamente son dos manos.
ahí está gozando.